morning. You're all very welcome to Wellness Wednesday. And this is the first Wellness Wednesday of 2022. So I'd like to take this opportunity of wishing you all a very happy and a very healthy and a very well new year. I am just returning on Wellness Wednesday because I have been unwell myself over the Christmas period, and I have just returned to record Wellness Wednesday today, and I'm very glad indeed to be back, to be recording it and to be back with you for the next number of months. Now, today's Wellness Wednesday features Kiki Martiri, and Kiki is one of the directors of SpunOut.ie. SpunOut.ie is a online resource primarily focusing on younger people, but indeed there are lessons, there is information that is, you know, important for people of all ages on spunout.ie, because it teaches us how to go about our daily lives in a more, I suppose, harmonious and more respectful way. One of the programs that spunout.ie are currently running is called a Better Than Before program. And the Better Than Before program is the reason that I've asked Kiki to come and talk to us today. It's a program combating sexual violence. And of course, in the current climate that we find ourselves in, when we find ourselves constantly focused on news stories about gender violence and sexual violence, I thought it would be appropriate to talk to Kiki and to talk about this new resource, which aims to educate younger people and older people on a better way forward so that things can be, as the title suggests, better than before. Huge thanks to Kiki for taking the time out to come on the program and talk to us about this new program. And if you would like more information about spunout.ie, you can find it online and you can find their social media pages as well. Let's hear from Kiki, and until next time, be kind to your mind. It is wonderful to be welcoming Kiki Martiri to the programme today. And Kiki is, she's director with Spun Out, which we're going to talk about in a little while. And she wants to talk to us today about a new campaign called Better Than Before, which I think is really important and we should all be talking about it. Welcome to the programme, Kiki. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me. I'm well.
Thank you for coming on. I suppose, initially, can you tell us a little bit about spunout.ie before we start talking about the new campaign itself?
Yeah, of course. So spunout.ie is Ireland's youth information website. We specifically work to serve the age group between 16 and 25. And we are a platform online that provides information, signposts, support, to all of Ireland's young people so that they can, you know, have factual, reliable information that's relevant to them and kind of at the drop of the hat on their phone or online whenever they need it. We never tell people, you know, what to do or this is the right choice, this is the wrong choice. It's give you the information you need, you're the expert on yourself, and then you can make the best choices for your life and your health moving forward.
And I think that's essential too. I mean, particularly at that young age group, you know, there's a resistance, I think, at any age to being told what to do. But it is important to be well informed and to make informed decisions about your life.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're really not pushing it down anyone's throat, because young people come to us and they say, hey, like, I want more information about grants. I want more information about my mental health. I need more information about, you know, accommodation. Like, people are hungry for the knowledge. They want their lives to, you know, be as good as they can be, and they want to live their best lives. So it's just actually giving people, you know, what they're asking for and what they need and what they want, so that they can then hopefully, you know, have a certain part of their life go that bit smoother and get the information that they were looking for in the first place.
Absolutely. And to have it on a shareable digital platform is essential as well. You know, it's essential to be informed easily and, as you say, swiftly at just the click of a button.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, for us, it's really an advocacy piece and social justice piece, because we also share young people's lived experiences, and, you know, we have their voices on our platform. So it's them saying, you know, I've lived with anxiety, you know, through my whole young years, and this is how it impacted me, and this is what I want to say to other young people who are going through the same. So it's also them talking about not just like the information they receive, but how it affects them, how these issues have impacted their lives, and kind of sharing that together so that, you know, young people don't feel as isolated and alone as they're going through all these like challenges in their early life. And I think there's a real myth around, your earlier years being so fun, the best years of your life, but yes. really the hardest years when you're grappling with everything for the first few times and people are almost looking down on you and putting all so much pressure on you. So we're trying to alleviate that and just create a community where young people can boost each other up.
It's excellent. I had a swift look at it this morning, and I have to say, as somebody who in another sphere of my life works with young people and teenagers specifically, I think that it's really helpful, really positive, really encouraging, and really informative.
Yeah, and I mean, this week we covered like a broad range of issues because, you know, young people, every issue impacts young people, and young people care about, you know, every major issue with health and well-being and social justice that's out there. And then this week, like you said, we're launching our sexual violence campaign for the year. And, you know, that came from what young people were experiencing, with what the experiences they were having, what they were talking to us about, and what was on their minds, and what asks they have for their peers and what they would like to see. And so, you know, it's called our Better Than Before campaign. And what young people are talking about is that, you know, in their circles, they tend to only hear about sexual violence as, you know, violent acts like sexual assault
yes.
and rape, but they don't understand sexual violence as really the spectrum of sexually violent behavior. So that could be ranging from sexist jokes or comments that you hear with your friends to, you know, being harassed on the Lewis or public transport on a bus, you know, inappropriate touching, being sent unsolicited sexual images online or on your phone, you know, and it also, of course, includes sexual assault and rape and harassment, but us kind of exposing and looking at some of the, unfortunately, you know, really normalized, really common everyday behaviors that young people were saying their peers, like, weren't understanding to be a part of sexual violence. They didn't see it in that wider spectrum.
That's it. And if we don't understand it, we can't change it. And that's the bottom line, isn't it?
It is. And the fact that it's being normalized, you know, and this is not new. This is by no means a new phenomenon. It's, you know, it's ages old, and probably anyone of any age can hear this and say, yep, yeah, like I went through that when I was younger.
Absolutely.
I remember my first time being called on the street and someone harassing me, or the first time someone, you know, grabbed me in a pub and how that made me feel. You know, of course, there's lots of ways that people are being targeted online as well now, but it's age old, and it's happening anywhere that it can, basically. And it's for us to continue to, you know, use the internet as a tool to educate ourselves and to call these things out and to create a community around it. And the Better Than Before campaign is saying, listen, we've been in lockdown, we're coming out of lockdown, and we're having maybe more socializing than we did before. How can we create an island that's better than before for socializing now that we'll kind of be coming back together again? How can we make sure that when we're seeing someone that needs maybe some support because they just got, you know, they got touched inappropriately at the pub, or, you know, they just got heckled by one of their friends and we see them kind of shut down and be upset, or, you know, we hear our friends make a sexist comment. How can we make little interventions and intervene? Because all the research says that intervening in some small way or any way you can is the most important act that you can take when we see this kind of range of sexually violent behavior.
Absolutely. It's not enough to walk away. It's not enough to wait for somebody else to intervene. You know, in a different context, we have the phrase, all it takes for evil to prosper is for good people to do nothing.
Exactly. It's not about shaming each other either, or kind of, you know, making us feel embarrassed for things we haven't done in the past. We've all been at a point, you know, maybe where we've heard a friend make a comment, or we've seen something on the street a little bit untoward and not known what to do, and maybe just kept walking by. Like, we've all been there. So it's not about kind of feeling ashamed of that. It's just, now that I know better, how can I do better into the future? And, you know, not feeling so afraid and having a few tips up our sleeves that, oh, I know when I see that, you know, at a pub, I have something I can do next time to make a positive impact and to show the person that was negatively affected that, you know, they're supported and that these things that are happening to them aren't okay. Because that's mostly just what people need, is to, that they're not alone and that other people don't see this behavior as acceptable.
And, you know, it's not a, you know, when people say, oh, it's just a bit of fun, or, you know, it's, if somebody doesn't see it as fun, it's not fun. You know, that's a major cop out, I find. You know, when people say, oh, it's just a bit of fun, or, you know, people don't have a sense of humor anymore, it's not funny.
It's a part of victim blaming, you know, to be honest. You know, I think at least now there's a bit more understanding of the kind of egregious victim blaming of, you know, someone's assaulted and they say, oh, well, you know, it was their fault for them going there in the first place, or picking up the phone in the first place, or being out in public in the first place, you know.
And yes.
I would like to think that, you know, that kind of conversation is moving in a better direction, and we're able to, you know, see, hear people's stories and believe them and support them. them. But I definitely, you know, I definitely see and hear like what you're talking about in terms of the joking, the quote unquote joking.
Yes.
Considered okay. Like, oh no, you should just brush it off. That, you know, it's just words, or, you know, those are the microaggressions that create a culture that the larger, you know, the other things are okay. You know,
absolutely.
These are the things that are normalized, that make it seem like those, that your friend that, you know, they made the joke that you can't go to that friend and talk about when you were assaulted or when you were harassed, or you're creating a culture where, you know, your friends aren't feeling supported if you're allowing those sort of things to be said.
Absolutely. No, I couldn't agree more. Now, this campaign that we're talking about today, it's a bystander engagement campaign. And as we said, it's important for us all to be that bystander, not to wait around for somebody else to intervene. So how can we safely intervene then? Are there particular ways that you would recommend us safely intervening if we see something untoward happening when we're out on a social occasion?
Yeah, so it's exactly what you said there. It's a safely intervening. So we're not recommending, you know, the experts that we consulted to run this campaign, none of them are recommending that you put your own safety in danger or, you know, at risk to do something. But intervening is so important, and there's lots of ways to do it. And there's always kind of one safe way that you can figure out with a bit of kind of creativity to do something. So if you go on our website, spunout.ae, or you go on our different social media platforms, we're going to be posting tips up during the week for, you know, how to respond if you see something at a house party, how to respond if you see something online.
Excellent.
You know, and it can be lots of things are distraction tactics. So if you're seeing someone being harassed in the street, maybe it's interrupting them and just pretending you know someone, or, you know, asking them for directions on the street to create a bit of a distraction. Or if you're at a pub and you see something happening but you don't feel safe to intervene, going up to the, you know, the pub, the bar manager or the bartenders, or the, you know, the person, the security guard that works there, and saying, hey, I think I see something over there, but, you know, I have to leave now, sorry, but can you maybe look into that? Or if you don't feel safe, it's asking a friend or someone else you're with to check and go over there. If you're on public transport, you know, there's sometimes numbers that you can text anonymously to report,
yes,
you know, antisocial behavior. It's just trying to find one small action that you can take. And really, like I said before, it's going up to someone after something's over and saying, are you okay? That really wasn't okay what happened to you. And even just that little thing where that person feels supported in the moment, even if you weren't able to kind of stop it or disrupt it, that can make all the difference to someone recovering from something like that.
Well, absolutely it can, because, you know, an awful lot of the time that when somebody's recovering from something like this, you know, as we said, because these acts have become normalized, unfortunately, it's often not the first time this has happened.
No, and again, it's so normalized that, like, we've all had that experience where we're on public transport and there's tons of people around and something happens to you and you're like, is no one going to stick up for me? Is no one going to say anything? And, you know, all the research says it's that everyone's waiting for someone else to do it. You know,
like, yeah, but,
why isn't that person doing it? And we're all waiting for kind of a group action. It really takes that first person to kind of fight the fear and be brave, or just nudge someone and say, hey, I don't feel good about this. Do you? Like, can we
That's
do something
it.
Together? Doing something together. And once you or a couple of you do something, I promise, like, everyone then is like, oh yeah, that doesn't sit well with me either. And then all of a sudden everyone's speaking up. But it usually takes kind of a first person to get it started.
So I suppose, you know, the central message from this campaign is that we cannot continue to normalize this behavior, but also you are that person. You are the person who can make a difference, who can, you know, make it stop, who can intervene.
Absolutely. We all are, and we're not alone. Like, when we see something and it creates that negative gut feeling and you're like, ooh, that doesn't sit well with me, you're not the only one feeling that way. Even if everyone's laughing along to the joke or everyone's kind of looking away and looking down, everyone's having the same feeling that you are too. And just, you know, once you're that first person, I promise other people will follow. And we're asking people to, you know, use the hashtag better than before to share the ways that they kind of intend, you know, either looking back on their own experiences and saying, yeah, you know, I was the one that was quiet when my friend shared the joke, and this is how I'm kind of thinking about approaching things going forward, and this is how I'm aiming to be better than before, and sharing those times that, you know, intervention either could have made a big difference or made a big difference in your life.
Exactly. Now, there is, I should say, that there is a free text line to Spun Out as well, isn't there, for anybody who has experienced any type of, you know, any type of incident or sexual violence, if they just want to talk about it?
Absolutely. Yeah, we know that, you know, starting a sexual violence kind of campaign, it's going to stir up a lot for people. This isn't an easy thing to talk about for anyone. So we have a 24/7 free text-to-talk service that someone will listen to you and be there for you on the other end of the text. So you just text Spun Out to 50808 any time of day or night. And you don't have to be, you know, it could be to talk about anything. It could be, you know, just to have a rant. It could be you're in a crisis moment. Anything that you want to talk about, they're there to help you process it.
Excellent, and that's essential too. As we said, these incidents are all too frequent, and you know they are not to be trivialised. We should be talking about them often, and we should be ensuring that we continue as the campaign is appropriately called, better than before.
Amazing. Well, thank you for having me on to speak about this and to kind of hopefully represent the young people that were a part of bringing this campaign to light and to share their stories. It's an honor.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And I hope that we can speak again in the future. Kiki, thank you so much for taking the time out to come on the program.
I'd love that. Thank you.
Tomorrow comes, I'll be on my own, feeling frightened of the things that I don't know. When tomorrow comes, tomorrow comes, tomorrow comes. And though the road is long, I look up to the sky, and in the dark I found lost hope that I won't fly. And I sing along, then I sing aloud.
Now, I often share poems with you on Wellness Wednesday, and indeed I often share poems by Mary Oliver because I find her particularly inspiring, and today is no exception. This poem is called In Blackwater Woods. Look, The trees are turning their own bodies into pillars of light, are giving off the rich fragrance of cinnamon and fulfillment. The long taperies of cattails are bursting and floating away over the blue shoulders of the ponds, and every pond, no matter what its name is nameless now. Every year, everything I have ever learned in my lifetime leads back to this, the fires and the black river of loss, whose other side is salvation, whose meaning none of us will ever know. To live in this world, you must be able to do three things. To love what is mortal, to hold it against your bones knowing your own life depends on it, and, when the time comes, to let it go. To let it go.
When there was no map to follow, still there were songs in our hearts. Those who sing out in their sorrow never are truly apart. At journey's end, just round the bend, for the light shining through. Even if only a soft glow, trust it will grow, it will bloom. There are better days to come. Don't get weary, listen for hope.
Listen, voices of rising, dropped a song.